turkey, then turkey sandwiches, then turkey casserole, and turkey ice cream, and turkey pie, and turkey jello. All things turkey, except for this show. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy and thankful that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffo will be by momentarily. We have two big guests this hour. The first is Jay Moore. He is laugh out loud hysterical. Jay will join both Christina and myself, and we will be talking about Jay's most recent comedy album, Jay Moore, Happy and a Lot. We have had a lot of people on this show over the past year and a half. Jay Moore is perhaps the best guest we have had. The guy is just hysterical. And in his recent album here, if you're married or if you're in a long-term relationship, this will speak to you as it did me. And Jay will be with us in just a few moments. And then it will be this week's edition of the Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo. And then John O'Hurley. What do you think of when you think of Thanksgiving afternoon? And don't give me football. Let's talk dogs. That's right. The 2015 National Dog Show presented by Purina. It's on NBC Thursday, Thanksgiving at 12 noon. John O'Hurley has been the host of that program since it debuted on NBC back in 2002. And you remember John as Jay Peterman in Seinfeld. So many things that he's done over the years. We'll talk about the dog show. We'll talk about his career. But we start things off this week with a holiday that's coming up. That's right, it's already Thanksgiving time across America. This year, and I know everybody always says it, but it is so true this year. This year has flown by. Has it for you? I mean, this is amazing. Here we are already, Thanksgiving, the leaves are off the trees. And especially considering the events of the past couple of weeks, it is really that time to stop and be thankful for what we do have in our lives. And not everyone's life is perfect, but the idea is to find something in your life, be it something you enjoy or someone that you care for, and be thankful for them in your life or something in your life. This is the week that we kind of stop and we consider what we have closest to us that means the most. And for me, it's pretty obvious. It's my wife and my son. They're always there, and I can always count on them. Whatever your situation is, there's someone in your life. And even if it's a pet, it's ironic we have John O'Hurley on later on this hour. If it's a pet, if it's just that special friend that you have in your life, this is the week to really sit back and contemplate what all of these things and people mean to us. Because as soon as Friday hits, even Thursday night some places, everyone is going to dash away and get involved in the entire commercialization of the holiday season and bye, because we have to worry about a holiday that's not coming for a month. But at least on Thursday, take that time to just slow down for a minute and really be thankful for what you have and really what we have in this country. You go on social media, you turn on the news channels, and everything is just one person screaming at another person. Our way of running the country is better. No, our way is. Can you imagine if either side had everything they wanted? That's why everything in life is good in moderation. A little of this and a little of that, and it makes everything work just as good as it can. So hopefully the entire world can stop this week and be a little thankful for the good things in our life as we try to fight the bad things in life. Be thankful for what you have. Be thankful for those who you hold closest to you. Because when times get bad and when things get tough, those are the people and the things that you turn to and that you count on. Happy Thanksgiving, America. Stay with us. Jay Moore coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Bob works in an office with no windows and very poor lighting. And as a result, he's been getting terrible headaches. He's complained to his supervisor, but his comments have been ignored. So he's decided to sue the company for making him work under hazardous conditions. What do you think will happen now? The Final Verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
The Occupational and Safety Health Act, known as OSHA, does not recommend you sue for health violations. Bob should report the conditions to OSHA. They will investigate, and then he can apply for workman's compensation for his headaches. And that's the final verdict.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. ABM warned our listeners about unwanted implanted communication devices in new bikes. We should be happy. This is for our own safety. Seriously, tracked. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Bikers across the Americas, prepare to be tracked. Yamaha, BMW to install what they call the Cooperative Intelligent Transportation System in powered two-wheelers, their so-called Connected Motorcycle Consortium. We will be forced to pay for this unwanted technology. Imagine a mandated GPS box on your bike to alert authorities to how fast you're moving. You could receive a speeding ticket without ever seeing a cop. That's progress. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.